Om Shanti, everyone, and welcome. Today we are very, very lucky. We have a very beautiful conversation between two of our didis. And I'd like to give a quick introduction to them, but I'm sure you will feel the energy, the vibrations from them. All the love and the sustenance they've taken from Baba and the Yajna throughout the course of the session. So, first I'd like to introduce Rajni Didi. And Rajni Didi came to Baba in Delhi. She came with her entire family in the 1960s. In fact, Rajni Didi had the fortune of meeting both Mama and Brahma Baba. So she was very young then, and she then finally decided to take on this lifestyle in 1974. Sudesh Didi was instrumental in giving Rajni Didi the course and of course bringing her whole family to Baba. Now Rajni Didi, after so many years, almost 50 years, is the director of the Brahma Kumaris in the Philippines and in Japan, and she is also part of the regional coordination team for Asia. And Pratibha Didi from Africa, interestingly enough, Pratibha Didi also came to Baba in 1974. So you have two people, almost 50 years with Baba, that's almost 100 years of being Baba's children and having a dedicated life in this yajna. Now, Pratibha Didi came to Baba in Zambia, again with her whole family. And Zambia, at the time, was where all the Brahmins were before the headquarters of Africa became Nairobi in Kenya. So she is one of the original jewels from the original families of Africa. And Pratibha Didi also was one of the instruments to start centers all over Africa in the last 50 years. In fact, I was in Kenya. I had the fortune of being in Nairobi in June. And everyone told me, she's hardly ever here. She's constantly traveling from country to country, giving sustenance throughout Africa. So Pratibha Ben also, one of the main instruments of Africa with Vedanti Ben. So welcome them both, please, with one hand. And as you know, the topic of this session today is, am I in constant remembrance? And a big welcome to those who are online too. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sona Beth.
Thank you, Sister Sona and the whole DF team. It's a very relevant topic this evening. How do I know that I'm in constant remembrance? Baba keeps on mentioning, and we wonder how to be in constant remembrance. What are the benefits? What are the symptoms? How do we define and the achievements? And so this evening it's not a class, but we will be having a conversation and then also having little experience in between. And so I'd ask Sister Rajni, what comes to your mind when Baba mentions about constant remembrance?
This topic, actually I got from Baba's Murli. Now and then Baba keeps asking, write the chart, check, am I in yad, constant. To me also constant yad is silence power. The mind is total in silence, stillness. I remember Brahma Baba while playing badminton with children, in between he will stop playing, will go into that silence, stillness, that charisma of Shiv Baba coming in Brahma Baba's body like a magnetic power. Those who were playing with Baba, they all stop. They go into that silence, that stillness. So that power of silence, stillness, to be in that is Yad of Baba.
Well, I got 2 points there. One was silence and the other one was magnetic. That silence doesn't make us bored, or we feel we're tired, or we get drained out, but that silence rejuvenates us and charges us and of course attracts us. So it's a wonderful definition of constant remembrance. I came to Baba very young, and when we hear constant remembrance, we feel we have to sit in a corner and just have yoga, and that's constant remembrance. But Baba has defined it. Of course, when you are lying down and sleeping, that is not remembrance. Baba says that's not remembrance. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing, conversing, giving lessons, courses, working, karma yoga, whatever you're doing, but if I have that inner clarity when I'm performing any actions, and so Baba uses the phrase, clean mind and a clear intellect. When we have that, that's when Baba's remembrance is there. And so I remember when I go to the UN meetings, we have to sit there for hours and hours. But when we have that silence and a clean and a clear mind and intellect, Baba's remembrance is there. And that opens up lovely opportunities. So, constant remembrance is also defined as, you know, performing whatever you need to. You don't have to sit in a corner, but you can have remembrance whilst performing any duties.
Yeah, I also add one more thought. You know, once I was talking to Brother Jagdish in Pandav Bhavan. You know, I could feel when he was talking to me, he is in the state of mind of observer. In very few words, I just asked Jagdish Bhai, can you take double foreigners class day after tomorrow or tomorrow? He said, very beautiful answer, tomorrow no, but day after tomorrow, come tomorrow. And then silence. I felt his mind in Baba's Yad, very observing mind. That also I felt is remembrance of Baba, that accurate words come out in very positive attitude, in no question coming in my mind. That is, Baba's remembrance helps the mind so still that the other soul also goes into that stillness.
Lovely.
Yeah, no question why this, no reaction coming. And that is the power of that stillness, even while coming into words or action.
So, did you all get it, what Rajnimani is sharing? When any outcome of your thought or desire is not maybe according to your wish, but in spite of that, you do not have any questions.
No questions.
You are very content. That is also constant remembrance. Great. how do I know that I am in constant remembrance? We've already mentioned one or two points there, but we still need to be very confident in form of, you know, experiencing it. So what do you think, Rajniben, how do I know that I am in constant remembrance?
Remembrance is a beautiful word in Hindi, it's yaad. For example, your mind is connecting with Baba and mind is the tool and experiencing Baba's vibrations of peace, love, wisdom. Constantly that experience is remembrance. Love, peace and wisdom. Constant. Interference of situations, the thoughts of the past or thoughts of worry about future don't interfere.
Mm.
That is a sign.
Right. Just a couple of years ago, we had an interesting project in Africa, and that was Pause for Peace.
Yeah.
I remember when we were constructing the Global Museum, we mentioned this to Bap Dada, and Baba said, before constructing a museum, you become the living models of that museum. In other words, the process is there of constructing. A lot of things will come in between, obstacles and yes and no and a lot of things. But what is my state is very important. You can only achieve what you want through Baba's constant remembrance. You can become the model of that museum. And so we started practicing there, that was in 1990s. But then Pause for Peace also was another project. And in that, I personally was traveling around. I was traveling in the country, in the city, but also the continent, taking this message across. And I had this constant practice, pause for peace. And so every now and then, I will stop. And what Jagdish Bhai was just replying, I can't give the class tomorrow, but I can the next day. But come tomorrow for that. Isn't that interesting? And so that is the pause where we do not ask why and what and how and who and where, but constant, pause. And this pause is very energetic, very powerful, wherever you are. So now, what is the outcome? That is very, outcome means, what is my experience? And so when I am pausing in Baba's remembrance, whatever the outcome is the best. It's positive. Don't worry about it looks positive or not, but it's the best according to the drama scene. And so we accept that scene in drama wholeheartedly. And
one thing I wanted to say, one is that I pay attention to remember Baba during the day. Another is that moment you continue to observe when Baba is pulling you. Baba is calling you. Baba is sending you the thought. You are super busy doing many things. In between, there is a pull. I should sit in yoga. Remember Baba. That minute, don't delay. I will do later after finishing the work. That is Baba, you know, who is pulling your attention. Sit down in yad. Why I am saying, Once Dadi Gulzar was in Philippines, so she was sitting 2 o'clock in yoga. I said, Dadi, you are so early up, sitting in yoga? Yes. I cannot sleep. Baba is calling me. It's not having those thoughts, oh, I should sleep, 2 hours more left. 4 o'clock, I will get up. Baba is calling me. And she dressed up and sat on the sofa in Baba's yard. And Baba pulled her. And she brought Baba's message.
Beautiful.
So Dadi told us these things. During the day or night, you are getting these thoughts. Sit in yoga. Remember Baba. Can't sleep. Doesn't matter. That is the time you remember Baba. And Baba is going to give you some direction, touching, some kind of signals for our self-transformation, for our self-benefit. And so those moments also, you continue to see when these thoughts are coming in the mind. Because one is pause. I'm very, very busy, you pay attention. The other is continue to see when Baba is calling you during the day, while working, super busy, that time Baba. So that pause, that moment, is a very lucky moment when Baba is calling me.
I remember when I first came to Baba, I was very young, I was just 13 years old. And due to some instability in the country, we had to move from a very big center to a small little place. And of course, Sister Vedanti was not there, so I had the responsibility at the age of 14 or 15, I think it was 15, I might be wrong with the age, but I was feeling I need an instrument sister. And so there was an idea with the students that if we organize a huge program, then we could ask Dadi, Dadi, we need a teacher here. And so there was a show, a trade fair, so we hired 3 or 4 stalls. And then we told Dadi, Dadi, we are organizing this service. And so can we have a sister, an instrument? Because I was just a Kumari. And so Dadi says, no, you're all able. All of you are able. So you carry on. Don't worry about the teacher. So that was gone. And we planned this program. So we're definitely going to continue with this program. And after that, that was in 1976. After that, Dadiji came to Zambia, Lusaka. And we were all having Amritvela Yoga. Dadiji was conducting that yoga, Amritvela, 4 o'clock. And suddenly, we were many of us in the class, and suddenly Dadiji started speaking Amritvela, you know. And Dadi said, Dadi remembers that you people were going to do a huge program here in the trade fair. So I said, yes, Dadi, we had 4 stalls. And how many emerged from there? How many students? And I said, none. Nobody came. Many attended, but no students. And how much expense did you do for that program? So I said, I don't know, Dadi. If there's a center, we keep an account, isn't it? But this was my father who was giving me, so I just kept on taking. I didn't keep any account. But I know it was a huge expense. So I said, Dadi, I didn't keep account. So, do you know why you did not have any students? I said, no, Dadi, I don't know. Because you did not have constant Baba's remembrance. I was a bit shocked. Because how did Dadi know that we didn't have any constant Baba's remembrance? You can't see that, isn't it? If somebody is constantly in Baba's remembrance or not. But absolutely. We started that plan with only one thought, that we want a teacher. And that was, of course, Sister Vedanti. So we wanted her to come back. And so we didn't organize this to glorify Baba, but we organized and planned this program to bring Sister Vedanti back to our center. So, you saw the outcome. I'm not saying we do not respect our seniors, we do. But there is a difference between respect and remembrance. And so we respect everyone. We respect service, ideas, Brahmins, everything. But remembrance is pure. Remembrance is only for one. So if we can just, for a moment, go into that silence which we talked about. Look for a quiet space within yourself and just be there. Feel the silence. Feel the coolness and calmness. And the power. This silence is powerful. I now situate myself on the throne of soul consciousness. And connect to Baba. It's so soothing. And recharging. This constant awareness, who am I and who do I belong to? I'm a soul, the child of God, Baba. And that helps me. To connect to my powers and my qualities. I am a powerful being. Constantly in remembrance of Baba, the ocean. recharging myself. And I carry this experience wherever I go, whatever I do, and help others to connect to Baba. Om Shanti.
One of the aspects of Baba's remembrance is very pure attitude. Baba catches very clean and pure feelings, the intentions from us. And once I maintain that, that is Baba's remembrance. And how this pure attitude, clean attitude, very nirmal, very pure vibration I, the soul, holding inside. And that's what Baba is connecting with me. That is remembrance. You know how it affects others. Many times we heard this story. Dada Vishva Kishore, you know, Brahma Baba's nephew, he was the right hand of Brahma Baba. He understood Shiv Baba very well, almighty authority in the world, and he understood Brahma Baba's role. And he always held it, his awareness of truth. And that's why his vibrations of truth, honesty, changed people. One of the story we heard this, in Pandabhavan, there were two villagers used to come deliver milk. One day they had intention to mix the water in the milk. That intention. And they did. And they came to Pandavabhavan at the back, where is Baba's hut, you know, on that side. And Vishva Kishore Dada, standing there, he did not say anything. But his truth, his honesty, his pure vibration reached to these two villagers, and they realized, we are making mistake here. Very quietly they returned back to change the milk. Go and bring the real milk. That's how Baba's remembrance of truth, purity, cleanliness, in my intention, in my vibration, in my attitude, can reach very subtly to the soul, can make them realize, and they can change. That is called the impact of Baba's remembrance on others, without using words. It's a very beautiful story I always remember, Dadi Janki told us, you know. Many, many times circumstances come in front of us. We are picking some vibrations from others that there is something wrong, you know. You can see that thought is coming. But how will I transform that soul without saying anything? When I am holding that pure intention of Baba's yad, and also not see they are doing wrong, but how to get them out from doing wrong. You know, it's a beneficial feeling to uplift someone. That is the most, like Baba, you know, he knows we are making many mistakes, and yet he continues to uplift that vibration in us, which is truth, honest, beneficial, no, you know, painful, you know, very beautiful way Baba is changing us. Look, we sit in yoga, Baba is doing his work, we just surrender to Baba. Baba, come and do your work. You do, Baba. And so that kind of subtle, pure love for Baba will do wonders. That is called Baba's remembrance at the level of attitude and how it can impact others.
Your experience?
We're talking about constant Baba's remembrance. Whilst having that, we need to check our intentions and our attitude. Why am I remembering Baba? Because on the path of bhakti, worshipping path, there is different intentions. But sometimes we Brahmins also bring that on the path of knowledge. We remember Baba, Baba, please give me success in my service, or my name and fame, or I want to go there, or I want to go there. So, a lot of people who do not know what is our intention of service, and what are we doing, they use the phrase, oh, you've traveled a lot of countries, you've seen the world. I'm not here to see the world. We already know the world. Baba has given us the knowledge. But we are serving unconditionally to connect souls to God. So the intention is not to travel the world. But my intention is very pure, that I want to connect souls to God. And so, in the early days, this is my experience from the 1990s or maybe 80s, I was in a country, I mean, don't take me wrong, whole Africa is not like that, but I was in a country which was absolutely underdeveloped. There are many developed countries also, but I was there. And I, being born in Africa, when I saw that country, I was also in a shock. I've never seen something like that. But I have come to serve. I have to serve unconditionally. So whatever service came in front of me, I did it with a lot of love and respect. But of course, you can literally see how underdeveloped that place is. So one of the brothers, Baba's children, said, Sister Pratibha, you haven't seen the whole of the city. Let me take you for a drive. You're going away in 2-3 days. So let me take you for a drive. And so when he took me to the city center, the only building which was a little bit modern was Hilton Hotel. So I said, oh, you have a beautiful place here. He says, yeah, this is the only one. So just from my heart, it just came out, when the next Dadi comes, please organize a program here. You know? When the next Dadi come, please organize a program in this venue. So he says, oh, you don't want to wait for the Dadis. When you come next time, we will organize one here. I said, not for me. I'm happy where you did it, but for the Dadis. What was my attitude? Very pure intention. Next day, I was not feeling well. So they insisted we should call the doctor. I said, no, no, don't please call the doctor. Okay, please speak to the doctor. I said, all right. So they call the doctor, and he speaks English, otherwise it's a French country. And I said, "Do you speak English?" She says, "Yes." I said, "I don't speak French." Anyway, the whole long story short, he says, "Where are you from and what do you do?" Finish, Brahmins, huh? I started sharing the knowledge, meditation, and this is what we do. "Oh, all right. I would love you to come and talk to us on meditation." I said, "What do you do?" He says, "I'm a doctor by profession, medical doctor, but I am the president of Rotary Club." "Oh," I said, "that would be lovely. When can we come?" He says, "Come tomorrow, you know, at this time." So I told the brother we have to go for a talk at the Rotary Club. The brother says, "Did you ask for the venue, the time and the venue?" I said, "No, I didn't. You ask, because I won't know the city very well." And he came smiling to me and says, "Guess where the venue is? Where are you going to talk?" I said, "I don't have any idea. I don't know this place." He says, "Hilton Hotel." Did you see what it means? Yeah? When you have Baba's remembrance and your attitude is pure, unconditional, you do not have any intentions of glorifying yourself that I was in such a beautiful venue giving a talk, or I was with this one, or my personality. That reduces my constant remembrance of Baba. But when you have that constant remembrance, as Baba says, that Baba's knowledge, God's knowledge, only can be stored in a golden vessel. Not only knowledge, even remembrance. When you have a pure mind and intellect, that's the golden vessel. Then only Baba's remembrance can stay there. And that also constant. And the outcome is, whatever your wishes are, comes true. But if my wish was a little bit tinted, you know, contaminated, then it wouldn't come easily to you. So this is my, experience when I was very young. And I realize you do not need connections or influence for such places. You do not need money, you know. Sometimes we put ourselves in limitations. We need contact, we need to know people, we need that much money, influence, a lot of things. But the best way to use this tool of Baba's constant remembrance gives you best outcome.
Are you enjoying? You are here? You are with Baba? Just one experience more I want to share is that I was once in Oxford. You know, Dadi had a beautiful room. And I said, "Dadi, look at garden. You have beautiful garden. You are enjoying this garden?" And Dadi said, "No, I'm serving the garden." "Dadi, how you do meditation, yoga with Baba?" She said, "Yoga, beautiful, huh?" Definition also Dadi gave me. She says, "Yoga is when you sit in yoga as a self-sovereign and serving the nature. In three things, make sure your mind and intellect is not thinking about." What three things? Someone's behavior, someone's sanskars, and someone's intellect. Because mind can go into any direction. Yoga can be disconnected with Baba. So who am I? Self-sovereign soul, sitting next to Baba, serving the nature. Self-sovereign soul means not to be slave to anyone's sanskars, intellect, and behavior. that is self-sovereign. So yoga, while sitting, experiencing this, it is helping me and helping service, as we heard, because no desire there, is pure intention there. So yoga has not only impact to certain level souls, but Baba as a seed, Shiv Baba is a seed. When we are sitting with the seed, and this seed is a living seed, Baba has a connection with 8 billion souls on earth. So such a highest yoga what Baba taught us. So we sit with Baba, that's why Baba seed connecting, we are connecting with billions of souls on earth. And especially evening yoga, you know, 7 o'clock yoga. All our yoga has a purpose, you know that? Evening yoga is to neutralize our karmic accounts with humanity. Because destruction time, if I am on the road and I have done yoga, evening yoga, to send vibrations of peace to all the souls, no soul will oppose me. No one will damage me. No one will harm me. No one will be against me. That's how yoga is so powerful. In the evening when you are sitting with Baba, you know, with Baba, you are sending these vibrations to billions of souls. Baba as a seed is connecting. And that's why this yoga is so powerful. Neutralizes our karmic accounts. Clears many, many karmic accounts, very subtle level. And why we do morning yoga together? We have to do. You know, we listen Baba's Murli, isn't it? Before that, Baba emphasized, sit in yoga, all of you together. Because with whomsoever we have any account, your feelings will change. Well, look at this soul also making effort, sitting in yoga, in Baba's yad. Our, you know, internal thinking is being purified. Before Murli and evening yoga, purpose is very clear, to bring the world benefit. So yoga benefits me, yoga benefits service, yoga also benefits to the world in a very subtle level, clearing feelings, which I, the soul, keeping for births and births. For any soul we don't know, in any birth, whatever I have done. That's why Baba tells us, emphasize, stay in, constant in that vibration. Very holy, very pure vibration.
Sometimes in Baba's Sakar Murli, Baba uses the word yoga, sometimes meditation, and sometimes remembrance. So he's simplifying the same technique or method in a very simple way. And when I have remembrance, what I need to do is filter my remembrance. Baba also mentions in the Murli, do not remember any bodily beings and only me. Don't you think we remember so many bodily beings in the whole day? In fact, my remembrance of bodily being has increased even coming to Baba. Because when I don't see a student in the morning class or sometimes for a week or two, I remember that person. I haven't seen this person for many days now. Where is this person? Where is this mother? Where is this person? And so then we want to call them, ask them how they are, what they do, and all that. So, remembrance, how do you define it? Anything which gives you pain, sorrow, fear, discontentment, do not remember that. That is bodily beings, things, places, situation, which gives me a set of negative attitude, do not remember. Although you're remembering, do not remember, so that it does not touch me, does not affect me. But the remembrance which is pure, I filter it. And when I filter and remember Baba, or even the seniors, even the dadis, even service, responsibility, we have to remember all that. But where is that remembrance coming from? Is it worries and tension or responsibility, or is it coming filtered, pure and powerful? When I am soul conscious and then I have remembrance, whether it's Baba's remembrance, whether it's Yajna's remembrance, whether it's the Dadis and the Seniors' remembrance, even our loved ones, but I filter. I do not allow attachment or hatred. I do not allow body consciousness or limitations go through. Purify. And just very pure remembrance will do wonders. And so I sit up once again and detach myself. Detach and loving. A trustee. I'm a soul which is detached and loving, which is a trustee. I'm the master. The master of the sense organs, but I do not see. I hear, but I do not hear. Means whatever I need to see, I see, and the other bit I just filter it. Whatever I need to hear, I hear, and the other bit I just filter it. In Hindi, Baba says, "Dekhte hue bhi nahi dekho, sunte hue bhi nahi suno." Although seeing, but you do not see, and hearing, but you do not hear. That is a state of detached observer. A detached observer is loving but detached. It's a pure state of love. It is filtered from attachment or hatred. I can only experience this when I am constantly in Baba's remembrance. Although being in this materialistic world, I use everything around me, but again detach. no ego or body consciousness traps me, but I am a free bird. Baba's remembrance helps me to filter and purify my thoughts, my words, my action and relationship. I only create thoughts which are necessary, positive and powerful. Words which are sweet and soft. Actions which are angelic. And relationships I forge, all relationship with Baba, Shiv Baba, and then express what I need to with the people around me. And that will help me to have constant remembrance and fly. You do not have to tell people that you are detached and you are an observer and you are loving, but people would experience that from you. It's like a fragrance. The perfume doesn't say that I am this fragrance or that fragrance, but it is my state of mind which helps others to experience what they need to.
Before we end this session, just two inspiration to share. Maybe you are here in Madhuban for a few days, 15 days, whatever. Try to make a plan with Baba. In Madhuban, Baba's room, or here in Baba's room, plan with Baba. Whatever days you have, every day, 1 hour or 2 hours, renounce even your sleep, but sit with Baba. Just tell Baba what you want to experience also. Because you are here, Baba is bound to give you new experiences. Plan with Baba. I did once 42 days in Baba's room here, evening 5 to 7:30, every day. I just had one thought, Baba, give me experience of Videhi, a bodiless stage. As Pratibhaban mentioned, many memories of sorrow, pain came in front of the screen of mind. I let go. Took 2 weeks to finish that. And then Baba gave me the experience, soul like a gold shining. I could see that beautiful experience Baba gave me. So it is really a time in Madhuban. We do meet Brahmin family. That's good, but keeping the aim internally to accumulate, increase and get new experiences from Baba. But for that you have to plan your timetable of the day and sit with Baba, whatever you want to experience, double light stage, karma teet stage, videhi, bodiless stage, beautiful stages, subtle region, paramdham, so much to experience. So it's the time in Madhuban, Baba will bound to give you beautiful experiences. So I extend my good wishes for you. Om Shanti.
Whenever we hear the seniors or others' experience, we sometimes get stuck and we are waiting for that to happen to ourselves. Do not wait for that. Because if you wait for that, it will just come and go and you will not realize that it was there. Just offer yourself. Offer yourself to Baba. Offer yourself to the world, universe, and just be open. And whatever is needed, it will come to you. It's not always the same. But whatever you need, it will come to you and you will experience. And that is very important. So all the best for your stay in Madhuban. I know we are starting the Devil Foreigners program. You're going to get a variety and enjoy. Om Shanti.